Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
When the Super Bowl was coming to New Orleans and the city was talking about all the things that it was doing to gear up for this big event that was drawing so much attention from around the country and around the world, I talked about how great it is that the city's doing that, but we should really maintain that attitude after the Super Bowl's over. The Super Bowl is gone. So many people were primed to be nice to everybody, primed to keep the city clean. We had an attitude with all of these people coming to town, and an attitude while they were in town. And I talked about how I was part of the press corps, and a lot of people may not have known who I was. So I kind of look at it like, you know, they saw me with the Super Bowl credentials. And when I would go to different things, people were nice to me, and I thought that, you know, quite often, if they didn't even know who I was, they were just being nice to me as a member of the media visiting from somewhere else. And I thought, wow, this is just, it's great how people are being treated. Now, as a city, we tend to be nice to tourists. We tend to be nice to visitors. We need to learn to be nicer to each other. And I often talked about, during the Super Bowl and leading up to the Super Bowl, that as a city, as our leaders, and as citizens of the greater New Orleans area, not just New Orleans itself, but we need to do a better job of maintaining this mentality of keeping our city clean, keeping our city with this just a positive attitude toward others. We need to do that when the Super Bowl's over. Well, the Super Bowl is now over, and I hope that this attitude continues. I feel good about the city. You know, right after the Super Bowl, we had Mardi Gras, and I feel good about how things turned out for Mardi Gras. And I'm feeling good about the city right now. The question is, are we as people and are we as leaders, are we going to continue this interest in keeping our city clean and keeping our city just, you know, with a really positive attitude? I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser joins us on WWL. Billy, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, my friend.
Last night, you sent me a letter that you had sent to the city council, and I want to share this with the audience, and it's about keeping our city clean. It's to the Honorable Freddie King III, councilman. And Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser writes in this letter, I hope you will not remove IV waste as the sanitation service provider in the French Quarter. They have given us dedicated above and beyond service, and it would be wrong to change to a vendor who is not even in the garbage business. I have personally seen all the work IV waste has done to clean up the city, even beyond the scope of their contract. coming off the Super Bowl and a successful Mardi Gras, people were finally seeing the potential of this city. IV Waste was a key partner in all the efforts to clean up before the events. Changing vendors at this time would be a setback to all progress made in the quarter, just as we are finally moving forward and morale is high. I strongly recommend that the city continues to work with IV Waste. People are happy with the service provided. Let's not go backwards from this point. If I can be of assistance to you in any way, please don't hesitate to call. Sincerely, Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor. Nice letter. I have to ask you up front, as you promote IV Waste, is there a connection between you and Sidney Torres?
Other than he does a phenomenal job, no. I happened to be on the balcony one morning where guys were wiping down the garbage cans. There was a guy with a scraper scraping the paint off of Jackson Square. I'm sure that's not in his contract. Wiping down the post, something you don't see any other contractor doing. He has a real pride and love for the city. He stepped out and wanted to promote Love the Boot Week, keep Louisiana beautiful. He spent a lot of money. I offered to do the commercial and tell everybody what a great job he did in the quarter, and he promotes the Love the Boot Week, which is coming up at the end of that. He's always gone beyond the call. And we always try to shortcut contractors and people that go out there and really just do a good job. And I don't know how more people are not outraged that we keep giving contracts to a guy that's not even in that business. I mean, he's a middleman. There's not, I mean, did you not? And then he got in a squabble with whoever he hired, and then he come back now, they worked out their differences. Well, why would you pay a cut to somebody? I mean, am I the only one that smells a rat here?
Well, so let's talk about this other company that may get this contract. You sense that the city council may turn on IV Waste and go with another company that's not even in the garbage business?
Well, what I got word was that there was going to be an effort by two of the council members to give back the contract to that individual who had cut a deal with a garbage company to pick up the garbage at a quarter. If you give the guy the contract and they don't do a good job, you can't hold a garbage company because you gave the contract to an individual. I mean, you know, I think this is the same individual that got the six-leg contract when Drew Brees was going to put up millions of dollars, and didn't the council end up giving them $6 million to do demo, and then he got caught selling the scrap? I believe it was the same individual that got a contract to fix the lights that never got fixed. I mean, am I the only one that sees this?
Well, who is this person? Can we name this person?
I'd rather not, but I think most people know who it is.
Yeah, okay.
And then someone else told me yesterday he's related to one of the council members. And so it's not too hard to figure out. But how does this keep – this is why the city never moves ahead. You know, I had heard when I tried to fix the streets in the quarter – why do we keep patching them hundreds of times? And they said, well, check out who has the patch contract over fixing the streets the right way, because that takes a contractor that actually is in that business. Don't know that for a fact. I never could get the documents of who has that contract. We tried many times. But if you wonder why things keep breaking, they're not fixed, they're not kept up, why not give the contracts to people that are actually in that business? Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense, Billy. I appreciate that you don't want to mention his name. I think I know who you're talking about, and his name has been out there. So this person is not in the garbage business, but it would be like me going to the city council and say, look, give me the contract for cleaning up the city, and I'll get a contract. I'll get another contract with a garbage company, and you give me the money, and then I'll give them the money. This person is probably set to make a lot of money in that exchange.
You know, the reason there was a disruption before I heard is because there was a disagreement on how much they were going to split. And that was the hiccup, so I hear, and I don't know that factual. And so that's where city council did the right thing and stepped in and put Ivy in charge to clean it up so we didn't have a void for the Super Bowl and, of course, Mardi Gras. And as they always do, they step in and do a phenomenal job. And listen, when I first looked at why the garbage wasn't getting picked up, this is a few years ago, I found out the company that had it had a contract to pressure wash. They had never pressure washed back then. Well, when we brought that to the city, the next day they were all pressure washing in front of the museum. I don't know if that's the same company that this individual represents now or not. It was not Sydney Torres, but it was back when nobody was picking up the garbage. There was trash all over the street. It smelled horrible. And this is just a few years ago. And found out that after they got the contract, they got a change order to pressure wash. And to my best knowledge, they had never pressure washed until they showed up in front of the museum one day. But it just, this is what's wrong with New Orleans. And the poor people pay the price for it. And we just need to look hard at who we're electing and who's going to stand up and call a spade and call a rat out when we smell a rat. Because we're working too hard to stay police down there, that we've given them an office in the Cabildo. I actually sent park rangers out every night during Mardi Gras and Super Bowl to while the police were small staffed to make sure the people weren't sleeping and messing all over the Jackson Square. So my park rangers came out of the state parks to assist the state police, New Orleans police. We're doing everything we can to help make this city attractive. And we just need them to do the right thing.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, do you want to name the city council member this person may be related to?
I think everybody knows. I'd rather not.
Okay.
But
I respect that. Bill, you know I have to ask these questions.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to set up in the beginning that there was no big relationship between you and Sydney Torres, and you're promoting Ivy Waste because of the job that you've seen them do. And it's a shame that when politicians want to praise somebody, we always have to wonder, are they getting something out of it? And I know you personally, and I know you as a person who can praise somebody and not get something out of it. And you're praising somebody because they deserve the praise, and it's the right thing to do. And if the city of New Orleans selected IV Waste to clean up the city before and during the Super Bowl, then that meant they thought IV Waste was better than the company that was doing it before, or they would have had the company that was doing it before do it. So they thought IV Waste was better. And so if they change the contract, then obviously there's something that stinks here, and somebody's getting money, somebody's giving a favor to somebody, and favoritism and all of this kind of stuff, this is the kind of stuff that has ruined the city of New Orleans.
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, I reached out to Sydney Torres and said, look, I'd love to help you let people know what you've done in the quarter. I'd like to do a commercial or help you. And he says, look, Billy, that'd be great if you could talk about what we did. But he says, I'd like to help you clean up Louisiana with Love the Boot Week. So he put that in the commercial to help us get Louisiana cleaned up at his expense. And so that's the kind of guy he is. That's the kind of company he runs. And I tell you, I was in the quarter every day during Super Bowl and many days during Mardi Gras. And everybody I talked to, as a matter of fact, I think it was Felix's Restaurant and the French Quarter Association both sent letters to the council members, please don't change it. And I had 15 calls at least. What are they doing? Finally, we feel like the quarter's coming back. The state police, working with law police, are making it safe and it's clean. What are we doing? And this could be the straw that broke the camel's back, because I visited many shops down Raw Street, and some of them say, look, I don't know if I can hang on. I said, look, we got state police. Things are getting better. And several of the calls are like, this is exactly why I thought of pulling out of this city, because of these kind of deals. We'll never get ahead if we keep allowing this to happen.
Well, so where does it stand now? Who's in charge of keeping the French Quarter clean right now?
Well, Sydney Torres's company is. I got a call last night that they got a pushback, and they decided not to bring it up at the meeting today. Not that they won't at a later meeting, but hopefully the citizens will be as upset as I am and reach out to the councilman and say, we're not going to stand for this anymore.
Well, who got
and remember this come election time.
Who got a pushback, Billy?
I think it was Councilman Green that was introducing it.
Okay. And he got pushback that they didn't want to bring it up.
Yeah, I got a call last night late that said that, you know, they decided they were not going to bring it up today to vote on it, that they got some pushback.
Okay, so right now, IV Waste, Sydney Torres, is still under contract to keep the quarter clean.
Yeah. And my recommendation to the city council would be either put it back out to bid fair and square, and don't give a change order after you issued a contract to make up the difference for somebody. Do it fair and square, and do it and hire the best company to do it. And if they do that, you got to go with the guy that does it right, and make it fair and square. And that's what's not been done in New Orleans for a long time.
Yeah, I've seen that too. So I'm gonna watch this very closely, and we're gonna talk about this. I mean, we're gonna be on top of this on this show, and I'm gonna bring this up to the citizens of New Orleans every day if I have to, so the citizens can be skeptical and really upset if something doesn't seem to be right. And there seems to be something just inherently wrong with the idea that you're going to give a contract to a man where there's some questions about the man and some of the things that he's gotten contracts for. He may be related to a council member. And instead of giving it directly to a garbage company, you're giving it to a man who is then going to get a garbage company to clean it up. So if this guy is doing this, he's going to make money. And so the garbage company is going to get less. So it's a garbage company that is it may not be that good, because they're going to do the job for less, because this guy's going to have to take some of the money.
And you're going to have to ask yourself, Scoot, why would these councilmen fight for that guy? Why would it be that important?
I don't know.
You know, if it smells like a rat, it's usually a rat.
Yep.
And, you know, that's why people, you know, we got a chance to change things next year in New Orleans. There's elections. And people need to look closely at the character of the people they're electing, the honesty, ethics, and really, do they really care about making a difference, or is it just a job? And that's what frustrates me. We need people that really care about the city and care about doing the right thing.
Yeah, and I'll put out a call right now. If this person who we're talking about, who we haven't named, if this person wants to come on my show and answer these questions about whether or not he should get the contract to clean up the city, even though he's not in the garbage business. If he wants to come on the air and talk to me, then he can come on the air and talk to me. But I'm going to ask him a lot of the questions that you're bringing up.
I love you, man. You are so good for this city. Thank you so much. And you know, we'll stay on top of it. If I hear anything, I'll let you know.
Lieutenant Governor, if you hear anything, I want you to come back on the air because I need you to help me stay on top of this. There are going to be things that you're going to see and find out about that I'm not going to see and find out about. So if you have new information, come on this show and let's stay on top of this and let's make sure the public is aware of what the city council is doing with the contract to clean up the French Quarter. Okay?
Thank you, my friend. You have a great day.
All right, thanks. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Yeah, I mean, we tend to be kind of trashy. We tend to be kind of trashy in the city, and we don't have to be. And let's talk a little bit about litter in the city. Where do you see litter where we shouldn't see litter? Yesterday, on a street that was, there was no garbage on this street, and my car passed through an entire fast food bag with empty wrappers, empty containers, and empty cups in it. That didn't just blow there. Somebody threw that out of their window. And I think we should shame people who do that. We should shame people who litter. Where do you see litter? Well, we shouldn't see litter. And what bothers you about litter in New Orleans? And I'm going to stay on top of this whole issue with the Lieutenant Governor. I'm going to stay on top of this issue, and we're going to watch the City Council. And if the City Council gives a contract to somebody who really shouldn't get that contract, if it's something about favoritism, if it's somebody who doesn't deserve the contract, we're going to make sure that the public knows what every council member is doing, because some of these council members, they want to be mayor. They want to be, even if some haven't announced, they're going to announce. They want to be mayor. So we should hold this against them if they don't make the right decision. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.